Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and the show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah, live from Minneapolis and
Monstrous
St. Paul.
Radio.
Takeover Tuesday. Get in. So, I, you know what it is. It's Takeover Tuesday. Tonight's the only night we allow you, the listener, the author, the actor, the babysitter. We don't give a damn what you do, really. It's the only night we allow you to call in, take over our show, and we won't send your ass a bill. 424-243-9649. You better be monstrous when you call in, though. Don't call in. I'm like, excuse me. Excuse me, that's unbelievable. Excuse me, Monster, may I ask a question? No, we'll hang up on your ass. You got to be at least monstrous. You know the number. I'm going to tell you again. This right here is for those of you that caught the little short school bus, and they used to make you wear the helmet with a visor so you wouldn't lick the window. Push the big button, player. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 to talk. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? It's monstrous. Takeover Tuesday. How you feeling? Hello.
You know, she's always feeling monstrous. What? You know, just making it happen. Making it do what it do.
Making it do what it do. Okay, that's what's
make
up.
Make it do what it
that's
do.
What's up. Okay. So, all right, let's go ahead and just go ahead and get monstrous with us. We do have our little bit of entertainment news, also known as the who's fucking who and who's getting fat. Stick with us. We're going to open up the lines. I got some hot new music. I got some independent artists and some other things for y'all coming up. Here's some new Ashanti and Ty Dolla $ign. It's called Say Less, because sometimes that's all you got to do is just say less and let everything else fall into play. Monstrous Radio, take over
like
Tuesday.
That.
424.
We live, y'all.
24. I messed up. 424-243-9649. We live, y'all. Ain't no script. Ain't no script.
Never.
As I said, script, not shrimp. Don't come with a basket and a two-piece.
Pull up to the party. Jewels all on my body, body. Yo, chick on my body, body. They can't tell me nothing, no.
Like, stop it. Them chicks over there not popping. Hey, we gon' order more bottles. And
they can't tell me nothing, no. Yeah, yeah.
Like, get in my face, say less. If it ain't about the money, say less. If he ain't from the clique, say less. Chicks, say less. Got my walls with me.
Young, young, got the pool with me. Make the rain, got a budget on me. Lord, check, got bands on me.
What you mean? Yeah. Your body, ain't no way I could hide it. I wanna be your top supplier. Cause I'll provide this all to you. To you, to you, to you, to you. So I'll provide this all.
Pull up to the party, party.
Yeah, yeah.
Jewels all on my body, body. Yo, chick on my body, body. They can't tell me nothing, no.
Like, stop it. Them chicks over there not popping. Hey, we gon' order more bottles. And
they can't tell me nothing, no. Yeah.
Like, get in my face, say less. If it ain't about the money, say less. If he ain't from the clique, say less. Chicks, say less. Got my walls with me.
Young, young, got the pool with me. Make it rain, got a budget on me. Lord, check, got bands on me.
What you mean? Ooh,
yeah.
Your body, ain't no way I could hide it. I wanna be your top supplier. Cause I'll provide.
chugga, 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 chugga.
Monday, that's a shanty. Okay, $5 sign. Live on the radio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Ooh-wee. Okay, okay. Hey, check it out. We got a new spot that we're kicking it at called Bullwinkle's. Make sure you come see me December 17th. Here goes some more new music. We're going to open up the lines right after this. Some of a little death is different. Miss Unbelievable. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to step out. Take Over Tuesday. You got a song you want to hear? Call in, take over the show. You know the number.
Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby. You can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later. Now or later. It's your choice. Whoa. Stop playing. You acting like I don't do this. Build an empire, you cookie, I'm a Belushis. Give you good head until you get a contusion. If you don't come back, I think I'm a loser. I think I'ma lose it. If I ever had your number, I think I would use it. I'm feeling some way, you know I hate losing. If your heart was in the bag, I'd rob it just to prove it. Come on, you a mean diva. I got your problems by the neck like I'm John Cena. You got a past, I ain't get to go to prime either. So don't make it hard to believe that I need you. Hey, you beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. Hopefully if things seem right, I'ma be needing your ring size. I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby. You can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later. Now or later. It's your choice. Yeah. I love attitudes, but not the drama. You made it to my heart. I'm the last Salama. Salama, why they come? You leave my Salama. You know my charm. You say it brings problems. Let me love you. Put nothing above you. If we see your ex, I overly kiss and hug you. Make him jealous. Now he's overzealous. Tryna act cool. I think he's overselling. I don't mean no harm. I'm always there. Sage from State Farm. Whatever you do, don't ban me from your heart. I pray to God he don't keep us apart, cause you're beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. Hopefully if things seem right, I'ma be needing your ring size. I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby. You can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later. Now or later. It's your choice. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. Let me see what you came to. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby. You can get this now or later.
Okay, move with me. Uh-huh, Monstrous Radio, DJ E-Monster. It's unbelievable. the interactive radio show. Okay. Sorry, Miss Unbelievable. You about ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So let's go ahead and jump into it. It's Takeover Tuesday. So I always got to give you an opportunity to take over the show, tell us about some things that you know about that's going on, whether it be in the entertainment world, the world, or something you may have going on. You dig? So I give you the opportunity. You want to take over for a hot second there? Let's make it this unbelievable radio right here on Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on with the news, or just what's going on?
Hey, it's Miss Unbelievable Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio. What we talking about, man? It's your show.
Okay, let's talk about what do you wear at a holiday party for Christmas? We talked about it for Halloween. You know, you wear your little suit. But what if you're trying to get that, you know, that one coworker's eye? And, you know, you don't wear, you know, this, like, regular outfits, but you want to wear that dress or that outfit to just be like, this is what I look like out of the office. You know what I'm saying? Away from the office on my downtime. What do you wear? How do you approach? What's appropriate? What's not? Do you show cleavage? Do you not? We talked about this before, but we're talking Christmas, and it's a heart of giving. What do you wear?
That's a good one. Whether you be a guy or a gal, you know what I mean? Because like you said, you don't want to do too much, fuck around just fine. But I mean, what is something that you could wear that, you know, that can arouse that person's suspicion? You know, to might want to see your ass again outside of this party or the office, which we have to say, disclaimer, you have to be careful. Y'all see the news. Don't fuck around and catch a case. Hey, it is what it is.
But remember what I told you. Live in the talk about it. Don't let the black folks get caught up. White folks just keep on doing what y'all doing. Black folks, shh. Not our time yet.
What?
Don't get involved in this. It's not about us. Bill Cosby was us last year. Let them go head on. There was a token black man last year. Be quiet. Just be quiet.
Right. Hey, but brothers, as players, it's too slick for that. And please, people, let know I'm making light of the situation. Please don't send the hate mail to thesenuts.com. I'm just making light of it. But, hey, brothers, on the other sense, they slick with theirs, though. You see how Mr. Simmons popped out with his? He came out right away. I'm just in touch with myself with all my business. Yeah, I don't harass a couple people. So I'm finna just go ahead and step over here right quick. So you can fuck around with trying to get the money. You ain't getting none. I'm stepping away from all my shit. I'm just saying, I'm making light of the situation. But brothers, in that situation, they slip with their shit, boy. You know the playerism. It is what it is. But getting back to what we were talking about, what to wear that could be appropriate, like you said, that can, you know, that you can wear to a holiday party. We'll go with the seasons that's coming up, whether it be a Hanukkah party, a Christmas party, Kwanzaa party, don't matter. We're just going to say a holiday party. What could be something appropriate, you know what I mean, that you could wear that might still provoke that other person at the door or however you said it? You dig? First, I would like to say what I would like to see, what would get me going if that was my situation, if I was on the other hand of that and somebody was trying to impress me. I keep it 100, especially with the season going on right now. You know what? Where, ladies, go as an elf. Yes, I said it. Go as some elf in some sexy-ass shoes, some high heels, something. Get it? But it's them tights. It's them tights that's going to get it. For me, I'm just saying, that's for me. I don't know what's going to entice y'all, but for me, it's going to be them tights. I'm just saying, entice me to want to see a little more, it's going to be them tights. I say go as an elf. That's what I would say, go as an elf. I mean, what would you pick if, you know, you was on the other end and somebody was trying to entice you as a man? What could he wear? that would entice
scent. A good scent.
A good scent
of a cologne that you just wouldn't wear because, you know, you're kind of sensitive at the school, you know, because kids may have some allergies or something, but a nice, soft, come get me cologne, you know, with a nice outfit on. Like, just with that scent, you just, that make you turn your head like, oh, my. Did y'all smell that? Did y'all smell that? And then, you know, that's that, come here for a second. What you wearing? Type of conversation.
The conversation.
You wear that during the day. You know, that's just conversation starter. I don't smell that during the day. What is that? You know, did your girlfriend get that for you? Did you know, get that? You know, because you may not talk to your, you know, coworkers all the time. So you may want to get the, did your girl get you that? And then that opened the door up for that conversation, you know. Oh, what? No girlfriend? Oh, well. What is that? You know, and then you get to talking about it. Oh, that smells good on you. You look good. You know, get to do the compliments and, you know, need something to drink, something to eat. Boom, there you go. That's it. That, ooh. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Because, yeah, you had me there for a second, though, when you said, oh, did your girlfriend buy it for you? Wait, what? Girlfriend? What it is.
Well, you got to add.
Conversation piece. Right. It's a conversation piece.
Because you don't want to waste your time, but, you know, you got to go to find the next scent. You know, you don't want to waste your time. If you've got someone, you know, you don't want to sit there and, you know, go to the next victim. That was your circumstance.
She said, go find the next scent. Go find the next victim. I'm sorry. I'm just like choking on some water over here. I do got some new independent music for you guys. It's an artist I met the other night. He's really good. I'm just saying he's really, really good. Him and the young lady, they came and they blessed my soundstage. Brought to you by Multidimensional Media Group. I'm going to get it right. It's funny I can't pronounce the name and I work for these people. He definitely is a hot artist. So if you're out there, you're a promoter or whatnot, make sure you check this guy out. Hit him up. Let him know, hey, homie, I heard you on Monsters Radio Live. DJ E-Monster is unbelievable. He goes by the name of King Oso. So I'm going to get his music queued up here for a second. So let's see. What are some of the things I'm talking about in the Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the entertainment news, coming up here in just a little bit, probably right after the song that I play. Let's see. They got some stuff about Nick Cannon. Reason why I want to talk about the Nick Cannon one is because he came out with some songs before that was kind of dissing, and now he got some other shit going on. So I just want that artist to be careful of what you say, because you might be in your feelings today, but you might be on some totally different tomorrow. So we're gonna see what the hell he all. If you know anything about
this E Monster.
Some more stuff. If you know about the Twin Cities, we are hosting the Super Bowl. So as the Super Bowl comes in, there's going to be a lot of parties going on. There's going to be a lot of free parties, a lot of paid parties. There's going to be a lot of entertainment going on here in the Twin Cities. And one of the things that they're trying to get going is something that I'm going to tell y'all about coming up. I ain't going to get too far into it. Y'all going to be like, what? They trying to do what? Yeah, that's what they trying to do. So I got this music, but before I get into that, so what was you going to say there, Miss Unbelievable?
Okay, also with the news of Who's Bumping Who, we got to talk about how Hov was dressing. How Jay-Z's dressing. Just going to leave it there. Jay-Z, how he's been dressing nowadays. I'm going to leave it there.
Oh, shit. I got to know. All right, y'all. Check it out. This is King Oso. It's called Work right here on Monsters Radio Live on a Takeover Tuesday. He's out there listening somewhere. Salute, homie. You did your thing on the other night. I'm just saying. I didn't say that right, but you know what I meant.
Yeah, we got to work. Yeah. It's King Oso. got ass for days. Bust it open for the hood if you're trying to get paid. Work, let me see you work, girl. Work. Let me see you work. Hey. Dancing for them dollars, she got ass for days. Bust it open for the hood if you're trying to get paid. Work, let me see you work, girl. Work. Work. Let me see you work. 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 Hey, fuck competition, these niggas will come up missing. Bands in my pocket, I can make your bitch kiss him. Never fall in love with a stripper, that's what my mama taught me. Going here with the words, killing the beat softly. A stand up nigga, I am not most men. I speak, they listen, we just trying to win. She say she got a man at home, but she wanna leave with me. These hoes ain't loyal, they even do it for free. Bright lights in my city, gotta get it by any means. Love the life I live, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Works, rappers nowadays wearing skirts. Jerks, skinny jeans with a matching purse. Got a worse. No wonder why your bitch won't stay. She need a nigga like King Oso to take your place. Put it in, she tapped out, never had it like this. Work, do it on my dick, don't quit. Bust it for them dollars, she got ass for days. Bust it open for the hood if you're trying to get paid. Work, let me see you work, girl. Work. Let me see you work. Hey. Dancing for them dollars, she got ass for days. Bust it open for the hood if you're trying to get paid. Work, let me see you work, girl. Work.
I said, go and make it work, go and make it twerk. You know what it is when I'm up inside that skirt. She working on a pole, but she don't do that shit for free. But she'll bust it open for a nigga like me. All I know is work hard, I don't ever get tired. Working every night and day, know I gotta get mine. Told that bitch to drop it low, if she want them dollar signs. I'm just trying to work that pussy out on my downtime. Girl, I know it's all mine, I would never tell a lie. Take you out for one night, have you feeling mesmerized. I ain't like them other guys, gotta keep a 9 to 5. Work that body out like your ass doing exercise. Girl, I have to testify, you the one that's in my eyes. No one that can take your place, I push them to the other side. They don't even matter, pockets got fatter. Make a nigga realize that you could do it better, go work.
Dancing for them dollars, she got ass for days. Bust it open for the hood if you're trying to get paid. Work, let me see you work, girl. Work. Let me see you work. Hey. Dancing for them dollars, she got ass for days. Bust it open for the hood if you're trying to get paid. Work, let me see you work, girl. Work. Let me see you work, work.
Okay. King Oso, come on, work. Monsters Radio Live, independent artists. This is where the underground artists are above ground, and they make them quake. So, all right. We're going to get back into our entertainment news. So, all right, Mr. Unbelievable, you got me interested. I got to hear about this Jay-Z. What? Okay, go ahead, drop it on us. What are they talking about, Jay-Z? What's going on?
Okay, so there's pictures on the internet that shows Jay-Z sitting on a couch with his legs crossed. He in his dusty sweater.
Okay.
These ugly pants, and he looks like Auntie Hova, okay? Auntie Hova, because he's looking real sweet, like real, real sweet, like, whoo, sweet, sweet. Like, hey, girl, sweet, okay? Then there's another picture with him and Bae, when he looked like Uncle Hova in this raggedy like sweatshirt, and I'm pretty sure it cost a lot of money. But he looked like Uncle, you know, with the little white pants and the little tucked in. When do you tuck in your sweatshirt? I don't know. When they start tucking in the sweatshirts, I don't know. But he got a tucked in sweatshirt looking like Uncle from who knows where. So what the question is, with all that money,
a tucked in sweatshirt.
Why are you looking like that? A tucked in sweatshirt. A tucked in white sweatshirt. Oh, you heard me.
Not a hoodie, though. Just a regular sweatshirt. Okay.
Just a regular, you know, crew neck sweatshirt.
Okay, that's a little different. That's a little different. But you got me, though. She said she looked like T.T. Hova. Whoa. Okay. I have not seen these pictures. I mean, I don't know what to say.
T.T. and Uncle, you can't look like T.T. and Unc at the same time. Like, what's going on? And he's so, like, little, you know, I think they're, like, vegans. So he don't have that, like, manly look no more. He kind of, whew, looked kind of sickly, mm-hmm. you know. Don't look like, ooh, you know, I'm taking over the world, Hova. It looked like I done lost all my dollars, Hova, right now. I'm wondering.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm just going to, that's one of the things I'd be like, I hope I don't see the picture.
Oh, you will see the picture. So, it'll be on the Monstars page tomorrow. Take a look. The Monstars page. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look it up. It will be there tomorrow.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, here's one of mine that I got out here. And like I said, all you artists out there that be getting in your feelings, be writing songs about your girl, you might want to think about that. Or just record them and keep them to your damn self. Because let's put it like this. Nick Cannon saying it's a doggone world because he ain't over Mariah. As y'all know, he came out with songs in the past talking about, you know, all kinds of things. I ain't going to get into it. We're not going to do all that. It's not my kind of business. I'm just here to tell y'all the story. But apparently, you know, he had songs saying things, and now apparently come full circle because Mariah Carey is still Nick Cannon's dream girl. At least she is in his latest music video, which features a diva, doggy version of his ex. Now, Nick dropped this video called Incredible Gang, or dropped his Incredible Gang video for Dream Girl featuring Jeremiah and Ty Money. Now, we're told that it's definitely about Mariah. He even sings Ain't Over My Ex. Nick got adorable pooches standing in for humans. What the fuck? Mimi, Nick, and even their twins, Monroe and Moroccan, have dogged what? Okay, we're just going to leave it alone. I'm just saying, artists, pay attention to what I'm telling you. You might be talking about Shane shit today, and then next week you're talking about you making videos with puppies, making it look like people. I mean, damn. Player, I don't know what to say. You do, but damn. I don't know what to say. I mean, when you see people do stuff like that, I mean, do you think it's really to tell us, or do you think he's really trying to throw Mariah subtle hints? Baby, I want your ass back. It's almost like that's what I be thinking sometimes when I see people throw lashes that they ex on social media. That shit ain't for us. That shit's for them to actually see it, and you hope they don't end up calling your ass or some shit like that. I mean, what you think?
You know what? I think it could be twofold. I think it could be for both. I think it could be like, here's your attention that I'm trying to give you, and then sometimes it may be a reminder of what you lost or what you had. You know, you may be in your emotions and your feelings one day, and then the next, you know, it could be right back to, you know, reality. She was the best thing that happened to me and I messed up. Or it was the worst thing that you could have done for me and thank you for letting me go. So I guess it's just, you know, releasing your feelings, but you got to be careful because sometimes what you say can come back to get you.
Right.
And a sorry you know.
Right, and I guess as we were talking about, you know, things you can wear at a Christmas party to help entice that other person you might like. Well, I'll tell you this, if you're at a Nick Cannon Christmas party, you might want to dress up as Mariah this year. I'm just saying, hello, you might want to dress up as Mariah.
I think Nick and Mariah do, though, E-Monster, they always celebrate, like, Christmas and holidays together, so you got to be careful. You know, if you celebrate those holidays, you still get feelings like, oh, this is my family, we still should be together, it shouldn't be broken, it should look this way. So I think maybe you should really like think about when you sharing stuff, like, and think about family really means to you before you get to talk about. We breaking up.
Right. See, you know what? You know what? I haven't heard the song yet, but from what's been presented to me so far, I take that back. Niggas a player from the Himalaya. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to set up some coochie for the holidays. That's what his ass is doing. You ain't slick, Nick. I can see what your cannon is shooting. Yeah. He ain't got nobody fooled over here. So, all right, I'm going to drop another track, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about this little thing that they trying to do over here in Minnesota for the Super Bowl. Man, I'm going to tell y'all, you're going to be like, what? Yeah, that's what they trying to do. I ain't catching it. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't catching it. So, new K. Michelle, this is called Alert, Monsters Radio Live on a Takeover Tuesday.
Love this song. Enjoy it.
Another edible. I'm just trying to do something unforgettable. I feel like I gotta let them know. Salute me, little bitch, I'm the general. Sit it down, be humble, this is cave that. And I quit, I was never on the chopping block. You a jigaboo, all you do is puff and lock. In the same picture, guaranteed to get crap. My shows, black girls, they like fine wine. When it comes to me and you, it's a fine line. I do this with my eyes closed, this is prime time. I'm about a dollar, little mama, I don't like dimes. Listen, Jose, stay off my timeline. Matter of fact, stay off them white lines. It takes 10 of you, now that's a lifetime. I'm about to kill these hoes, but that's no lifeline. Your man took you to the jeweler yesterday. I told your nigga every kiss begins with K. A stainless steel roll leading up that today. I need that flooded AP like right away. Be the piper, pick the pepper, you the type of nigga never ever. I'm so clever, check the weather, hunter, hunter. I'm so fly, don't got no feather, bombings, I don't have any leather. I'm a G, seven letter, ABC, still a better. Fuck you up, up and dead. You're not a star. That's a C-class Benz. That is not a car. What's wrong with this bum-ass bitch? Bitches always talking shit about what I ain't done or what I'm gonna do. I done forgot half the shit that you bitches were ever learning your whole entire motherfucking life. I'm the OG ho, and you know it. That's why you motherfucking man sit over there and I'm motherfucking about this cash. I get the money, ATM, all the money, bitches. Ha! That's why they mad, ho. Bum ass bitch. Salute the general, bitch. OG, you just a hoji.
Wow. She said, you're just a hoji. Okay, K. Michelle, alert. Alert, motherfucker. She's out the motherfucker's head now. She is not playing. What's this radio live? Takeover Tuesday, you know what it takes to take over the show. All you got to do is push 424-243-9649. Remember, you can always call in and listen while you're on the go. Just press 1 if you want to talk. So, the other thing that I want to tell y'all about was this thing they got going on. As you know, the Super Bowl is coming to the Twin Cities. They got a lot of performances. Let's see, they got some old heads even coming out. Let's see, they got Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis is coming out. I think The Times coming out. Let's see, Gwen Stefani's coming into town for 2 days. I think she's going to be at one of the casinos. Who's some artists that you can think of that's coming to the Twin Cities for the Super Bowl event?
I do believe Lecrae's coming. I know, like, there's a lot of Nike folks coming, a lot of MGM people coming, a lot of them, you know, coming at the hotels, you know, you can't say too much, you know. I think Puff coming. Michael Jordan will be here, you know, just to name a few.
Right. Okay.
Y'all didn't hear that from me. Well, I don't work there no more.
Right. Here's a group that's coming through that kind of shocked me one night because somebody asked me to play their music. I don't think it was the right time, but someone asked me to play their music. They come in the title of Florida Georgia Lad.
Somebody asked me to play one of these songs. That's my group.
Yeah.
Yep,
that
was
your group.
That
was me. Don't ask me to play the song with Nelly, them and Nelly. at an MMA fight. What the hell?
You know what? You may have to play that tonight. You know? You may have to play that tonight.
It was all women,
I did.
But it is.
Because they was white. Because they was white. We was at a white place playing white music. White. We had more than 2-3 heads. They was like, oh, they went white on us. Yes. We know white music, too.
Oh, my God. We have diversity. Back to the story. Okay, here in the Twin Cities, we got the Super Bowl going on. They trying something new, y'all. They trying something new on us here in the Twin Cities. Apparently, it's not new, but it's never seen snow before. But, yes, they have an automated bus, a little automated bus. They're going to have to be taking people around during the Super Bowl. They're testing it out right now. It already broke down because of the snow, but they're trying to get it right. But an automated bus. I'm talking about a bus with no driver. Yes, I said with no driver. Not your crazy-ass auntie. Not your little funny-ass Asian neighbor that can't drive. I'm talking about no driver at all. No driver at all. Would you ride on this bus, Miss Unbelievable? Would you take this trip?
You want my real answer?
Absolutely.
You know what? I just may, just to see what it'd be like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's basically computer written. Somebody is still driving it. I just don't see them in the driver's seat. You know what I'm saying? Someone is still driving it at the computer place. But you know, hey, somebody's controlling something.
I think it's guided by 3M sensors. I think it's guided. It said it's guided by 3M sensors.
Well, see, you know, I may. Because, see, then I could cut somebody out and won't nobody see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I may. I just may have to try
it.
It sounds adventurous.
Whoever's driving this thing, right. Okay.
Whoever's driving this thing, stop.
Well, you know
I mean,
what?
But what? Oh, wait. Because what if it don't stop at my right? Stop. I may have to think about it. Because
well,
what if it don't stop
like,
at the right place?
This is what we're going to do. Monster
take a
radio.
Poll.
We're going to do. Yeah, we're going to take a poll. Should we get Miss Unbelievable on this robot bus
yes.
when it goes off here in the Twin Cities to see how it goes down so she can give us an update on what it's really like to ride this bus?
I will.
We're gonna take
Let's
a poll.
Do that. I will do that. Yep. If they say, yeah, I got to do it, then I'll be all, can I hang out the windows and be ghetto? No. Will it let me? No. Okay. We'll have to wait till we get there. Well, okay. What? Bus driver, can you open the window?
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. That's going to be a good question, though. What if you want the window open? Who's going to open the window? I mean, do you just open the window?
What if I want to get off on a stop? Be like, yo, can you let me up? No, this ain't a stop. Oh, okay. You know. But, hey, let's take that poll. I'm going to have to get on there. We'll take the poll. Yeah. Not the poll, you know, to dance off of, but the poll to see if I'm going to get on it.
Oh, my goodness. Take over Tuesday, Monsters Radio Live. I don't know what to do.
Take over Tuesday. Take it over.
I do want to take a moment. I'm going to take over for a hot second. I do want to take a moment to say that I know a lot of people say that there's not none, but I've seen a flux in a lot of family people coming out to support artists. You know what I mean? Like, we got, you know, the soundstage. We got the things that we do throughout the cities. And I've seen a lot of flux in people's families coming out. I'm talking about, like, moms and dads and even a couple of grandmas in some instances, aunties and cousins. And, you know what I mean? Just amongst the regular fans that are just their friends and, you know, people that like their music. But I just want to salute all those people out there that's been coming out supporting. I just want... send a special one out to my daughter, little one. She came out to the last event. I almost embarrassed her, though. Big shout out to you, little one, for coming out. If you're listening right now, big shout out to you for coming out. Pops, appreciate you coming out when I was spinning on the ones and twos. She came out. We had some fun. But I almost want to embarrass her. That's unbelievable. I'm dead serious. I want to stand up in front of everybody in the club at the balcony, because one, like this balcony, two levels is a balcony, and you can see everybody in the club. And I want to invite her up there. And they're like, now all you fellas know, this is my daughter. Don't be on that bullshit. Well, I have y'all ass thrown up out of here, or you will never make it on my serious radio. It is what it is. But I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It is what it is. So let's see. What's some other things? I got a throwback to play for people. My request coming in off of Instagram. Ooh. What's some other things, you know what I mean, that you might know about for entertainment news, or I mean anything else in general?
You know, not on entertainment news, but I've been talking with a few people and we're discussing like the season of giving, and what's that all about, and should you feel jaded if you don't get nothing? Like, seriously, like, are you going to be like, I didn't get nothing? Or are you going to be like, oh, I'm going to give, you know, just because I give? Are you going to look at the gift and be like, we were talking about it last time, I don't want it, you know? Or does the amount count? So, like, when somebody's asking for donations and you give a dollar, and they look like, a dollar? I need to raise $1,000. You know, you're going to look at their gift of giving that small, or are you going to accept it? Are you going to talk about it behind their back? You know, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? How do you receive someone giving to you?
Okay, that's a good one. So, all right, we're going to get into this request when we come back. That's what we're going to talk about that. Or you can take over the show. Uh-oh, looks like someone pressed one over here. So when we come back, looks like we're going to open up the lines and see what's going on with them. They're from the Twin Cities, so I hope they like us. Oops. Oh, wait. So check it out. Here's a throwback coming in off of Instagram. Monstrous Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday, the interactive radio where you can call in and take over the show, or you can request on social media. We're going to start only taking requests on the Monstar page on Facebook here coming up real soon. You can find us over there at the T-H-E Monstars, M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. And make your request over there. But for now, this is a throwback. We talking about Jay-Z, so they want some Jay-Z. Here it goes. Excuse me, miss. Excuse me, CC. Look, I'm going to stop. I'm just going to quit. Monstars Radio Live. Entertainment.
Yeah. Oh. Can I get my grown man on point that I see some ladies tonight that should be hanging with Jay-Z? Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss. What's your name? Uh-huh. Can you come hang with me? Oh, possibly.
That's right.
Can I take you out tonight?
You already know what it's hitting for. I got whatever outside, and you know what I'm sitting on. 50-50 venture with them S-dots kicking off. Armadale popping now, only bringing some more. Only thing missing is a missus. You ain't even gotta do the dishes. Got two dishwashers, got one chef, one maid. All I need is a partner, the place space with the cards up, all trust. Who else you gonna run with? The truth is up. Only dudes moving units, M-Pimp juicing us. It's the rockin' hair, Maybach outside, got rocks in air, PJs on the runway, Young got air, I don't land at an airport, I call it the clearport, therefore, I don't want to hear more, back and forth about who's hotter, is Young, holler.
Excuse me. You're so contagious.
I got my Gotcha 97 on right now, you gotta puff it to this one, can't roll up to this one.
Lady, what's your name?
I see some ladies tonight that should be rolling with Jason.
Who
Jason.
Everybody's like, he's no item. Please don't like him. He don't wipe him. He one night some. Now she don't like him. She never met him. Groupies try to take advantage of him. He won't let him. He don't need him. So he treats him like he treats him. Better them than me. She don't agree with him. She's mad at that. He's not having that. So those opposites attract like magnets. She sees more than the Benz wagon, the friends tagging along, the flashy bragging on the song. She gets a glimpse of Sean and she likes that. He too weighs her, so she writes back. Smiley faces after all of her phrases. Even she the one on caught in the matrix. Let the fish burn. Red or green pill. You live and you learn. Come on. You gotta throw on your fine linen for this one. Those are shoes, by the way. Got those.
It's
for the grown and sexy. Only for the grown and sexy. Love, let's go half on the sun. I know my past ain't won. You can easily get past, but that chapter is done. But I'm done reading for now. Remember space, face up, you could believe him for now. But ma, you got it for real, for serious, bro. I'm about to give you all the keys and security codes. About to show you where the cheese, let you know I ain't playing. But before I jump out the window, what's your name?
Jay-Z, Monsters Radio Live. Yeah, so hot to try. That's a holiday music right there, boy. I'm just telling you. So, all right, let's bring it back. Now, we got a call over here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let's go over here and see who it is. Let's just go ahead and get into it. Take over to us. Let's see who we got. Right. Get ready to take over the show. 612-222. I don't know if it's a bing in your ear or if they say your line is now open, but you are now on Takeover Tuesday. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hi, Dad. Thanks for not embarrassing me.
Yeah, you got me off guard. Oh, all right. You call me up,
are you choking? Do you need me to call 911 real quick?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, man, I almost got you. Oh, because I sure was going to get you. Again, thanks for coming out. I didn't want to make it where you didn't want to come back. So I left it alone. But yeah, I almost got you, little one. I almost got you. My bad.
I'll see you on Sunday.
I almost got you. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, I mean, when you came out, I mean, did you have a good time?
Yes, I did. It was a lot of nice artists out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Anybody that you can remember that stood out a little bit?
Let's see. Silent Flow stood out, which you probably knew I was going to say. Mm-hmm. And the second dude that went on, I forgot his name. He's really, really good. The really tall dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's his name? Do you remember?
It's unbelievable. You know who he is, too. Made by Terry. He used to go by, I believe it, didn't he go by Miss Unbelievable? Wasn't it like Terry J before?
Something yes.
Like
okay, so he has a new name?
Yeah, he has a new name.
Okay.
Made by Terry.
Okay.
That's a hell of a tag. But yeah, that's what he goes by now, Made by Terry.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay,
he was
okay.
Good.
He was good. Yes.
Yep. So,
So, yeah. So, and actually this coming up week, I'm going to bring in some equipment and replace some of the equipment that they got so we can get a better sound.
Thank you.
A better sound than we got last week. I mean, we made the best of it, but we definitely going to get it crunk in there and get it right.
Everybody makes the best of it. That's my spot, though.
What happened was apparently, I guess I can't say allegedly, a person who worked there before we got there took some things that wasn't there. We won't say it was on purpose. But some of the things that were supposed to be there wasn't there.
Okay.
Are we gonna leave
Well, I know a few people that's been there, so I'm going to just laugh on up over here. Let's laugh it on up.
Right. Look, shit, that laugh like talking about, right? But we're definitely going to get it tighter in there. Were you on when we talked about our topic at the beginning of the show about the Christmas party?
I was on for everything, even the elf. And no, she should not wear no elf to no Christmas party.
Not the elf? What's wrong with an elf?
No. This is not Halloween. They're not dressing up in no costume. She can wear a one piece.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I like that. Mhm.
Yes. One piece suit. That's fine. And it's showing it's tight enough. You got the leggings. Mm-hmm. But the elf thing, I'm sorry. I'm not with you. I agree with the cologne, though.
The cologne. What, Alma?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I agree with her on that one.
What,
but the elf, I'm sorry. I don't agree.
Okay. Well, here's some more fashion I've been seeing that I think that will work. I mean, for men, I think will work. I mean, I don't think you have to always go in a Santa Claus suit, you know, the little extra, where you wear a shirt or don't wear a shirt up under it or your little muscle. You know, but you can wear you like a red suit, and then you can wear like a little Santa hat or something. That would work, wouldn't it? And then have your nice cologne on. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? No?
A red suit? What are we? A candy cane? No, bruh. No red suit. What is this, Pimp Daddy time? What? Throwback Fridays at the Cato's? What? No. Riverview flashbacks? No.
Wow.
What's wrong with you?
I'm surprised you say
sunny. Okay, I could go Gabby's, you know? No, bro. No. What's wrong with you? You really want him to get turned down on that day, don't you? This, forget it. I don't even want none.
Okay, I thought it would work. It is. With some white pointy shoes? No.
Ew.
And then what, a pimp jacket too? Oh, you gonna put on that long black trench coat? Then might as well put a long black trench coat with it. What are we doing? This is not Halloween.
It is what it is. Ooh. I thought it was sexy.
Now you're going old school.
Okay. What y'all think?
You was really telling your age,
okay,
bro.
What y'all like?
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm so confused. Are we talking about Christmas or Halloween?
He talk about his wardrobe right now. We going to have to bypass his wardrobe right now.
Oh, snap.
Oh, you don't want me to get started on that one.
Oh, well, that'll take another show.
You know what? Damn, I ain't got enough time to play no music. It is what it is. What's up for Christmas? Oh, snap. Oh, my goodness. It is what it is. You ever had that moment in the holidays where you just want to hang out with one of your kids? I mean, for real. They just take them sideways. You just be like, oh, if you was my friend and not my kid. Click right. are we talking about Christmas? I mean, what y'all think? What y'all think was it cute for a guy to wear on Christmas? I mean, obviously, I'm trying to make him look
nothing.
Like a name Jenna.
Oh, well, see, that's Wet, Wet Wednesday. Amen. Amen. But, hey.
You did that bullshit on purpose.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's on purpose.
Dad, stop blushing over there. Tune in tomorrow to Wet, Wet Wednesday when E will be putting everybody on pause tomorrow.
All right.
Pause. Mute. Mute.
On the
But seriously, you know, always some nice slacks and a nice shirt and some nice shoes or some nice jeans, a blazer, you know, a nice shirt and some Tims or something that's presentable, you know. And
No skinny jeans. I wish y'all stop wearing skinny jeans. I really wish y'all would stop.
Well,
skinny jeans are made for girls, women.
Well, there's a catch 22 to it. Some of these men.
I don't want to hear the catch 22.
No, see, some of these men is out here wearing jeans stockings. There's a difference. Some of us men, we got skinny legs, and that's just what it is. If we wear slim pants and straight leg pants, it's just what it is. I got skinny legs. I don't be trying to wear skinny jeans. The kids want.
Did I say straight legs?
They don't
I said skinny
right.
jeans.
Skinny jeans. We talk about the skin tight. jeans. The jeans. Not the nice slim.
Though.
We talk about mwah. No, that's not. That's
right
how
now.
They buy them. They buy them a size too small and say, let
they
me just let
my
them size. Like, what do we do that at? Who told them it was sexy? I don't know. I was going to say something inappropriate, but, you know, I'll wait for Wednesday with them tight jeans. You can't reach your hand nowhere. It's just too tight. You know, just like, dang, you're just taking away the excitement. I'm just saying.
And Dad, I wasn't talking about you, but if you want to call yourself out like that,
I was delaying in my ear. I didn't even hear what you said.
I said I wasn't talking about you. I can repeat myself, but if you want to call yourself out there.
And then we just,
That's what it is. I know why you said it. Let's see. Hey, don't you hate it when your kids are old enough and you just can't say shit? They can say what they want and they just grown now.
But too bad, Dad, you don't own a pair of skinny jeans. So what are you talking about? You don't want to own a pair.
Nope. But I'm just saying, they don't sell baggy jeans no more. See, I'm just saying, I try to buy me some corduroy, try to be like a grown man, wear some grown man clothes.
Some what?
Pause.
Come on, bro. Corduroy? Man, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with corduroy? You mean the ones that sounds like they're about to catch on fire when you're walking? Those? Oh, my God.
You're wrong for that.
Ooh.
You know what? What's
the ones that look like fake suede? Corduroy, huh?
Wrong.
What?
You're wrong.
1997? 75, 76? Can we get to 2017? Corduroy. Where do we do that at?
You know what?
Don't say that no more.
Good night. I hope y'all have a good night.
You 100.
What y'all say? I'm still a G in my quarter right. I'm still a G. Fuck what you have.
And Erisid. That's your daddy.
Oh, Lord.
Bringing to the folks, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Too low, death maker, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. Hell, but yeah. Back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G's perspective. And before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm beeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, this selection symbolizes dope. Take a toke but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this.
And who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. What a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S of fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So Drake,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping.
City of Compton. It's where it takes place, so we'll gnash your attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, and your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dogg, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO win in the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better
like this. That and this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.